I always imagined that when I would go into a hospital, it would be to give birth and that I would be leaving with a baby. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would be leaving a hospital with one leg and no child to show for it.
In 2014, Katie Feeney and her husband Patrick, a staff sergeant in the Air Force, were expecting their first child when 6 months into her pregnancy, Katie became extremely sick and doctors performed a C-section.
They had to revive me 4 times. I coded 4 times. The first time was for 45 minutes.
They discovered Feeney had a perforated colon, which had led to infection and sepsis.
My heart shut down. My kidneys shut down. My liver shut down.
Feeney went on life support. Tubes were placed in the large arteries in her legs, but there was a problem with one of the tubes, and her right leg had to be amputated. She also lost her unborn baby.
I remember having to be told that my son didn't make it, and I wasn't pregnant anymore, that they had gone ahead and removed him.
Katie wrestled with guilt and thoughts that Patrick deserved better.
I remember sitting in the hospital bed just thinking, you know, I should tell him to file for divorce because he shouldn't have to deal with this. He's young. He has his whole life ahead of him. He should not have to spend the rest of his life taking care of me.
Today, she and her husband are still working through their grief, but things are looking up. Katie is learning to walk with a prosthetic leg at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. That's where Feeney became fast friends with fellow amputee Jessica Kensky, a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombings. And Kensky set up an online donation page to help the Feeneys pay for things like wheelchair-friendly upgrades to their home.
The messages people are leaving on there just completely make my day, and they just make me want to fight to get to my independence.
Link to the donation page and read more at WTOP.com. Search Survivor.
I'm so incredibly lucky to be here, and I don't want to waste a moment of the second chance that I was given.
In Waldorf, Michelle Bash, WTOP News.